Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 11, 1805. Still stalled. The party is stuck in camp. As winter is approaching, each day is precious, and the captains are concerned about forced delays. Captain Clark indicates that their situation is dangerous, and that they cannot hunt, return to a better situation, or proceed on. Truly, the situation is desperate. Today, Indians come down in their canoes, which amazes Clark. While editing the journals, Nicholas Biddle asked Clark about this ability of the natives to navigate their canoes under such severe conditions, so that he could expand on this expertise in his edition of the journals. Today, Captain Clark writes about the Indians with their canoes.
A hard rain all the last night. We again get wet. At 12 o'clock, at a time the wind was very high and waves tremendous, 5 Indians came down in a canoe loaded with fish of salmon species called red char. We purchased of those Indians 13 of these fish, for which we gave fishing hooks and some trifling things. We had seen those Indians at a village behind some marshy islands a few days ago. They are on their way to trade those fish with white people which, they make signs, live below round a point. We are truly unfortunate to be compelled to lie 4 days nearly in the same place at a time that our days are precious to us. The wind shifted and the Indians left us and crossed the river, which is about 5 miles wide, through the highest seas I ever saw a small vessel ride. The tide was 3 hours later today than yesterday and rose much higher. The trees we camped on was all on float for about 2 hours from 3 until 5 o'clock p.m. Captain William Clark, November 11, 1805.
The red char Clark mentioned were sockeye salmon or blue-backed salmon, Oncorhynchus nerca, already known to science. There were no white people below on the river, at least in this season. Possibly the captains misinterpreted the signs. This was a concern to the expedition, as they had expected to find traders with ships who could take them aboard for the return trip home. Monday, Captain Lewis plans to explore by land.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.